Welcome back to the special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas to improve government effectiveness. Typically, the IBM Center for the Business of Government has chronicled stories of complex, large-scale, organizational transformations, such as those in the Departments of Defense and Veterans Affairs. But it is also important to tell the stories of those frontline leaders who have made a difference on a smaller scale. We now turn to another IBM Center report, Transforming State Government Services Through Process Improvement, a Case Study of Louisiana, by Dr. Vicki Grant. This report is a firsthand story of common sense management, using basic process management techniques to redesign a vital element of human service delivery. Dr. Grant joins us now. Dr. Grant, would you provide us with an overview of your report?
Okay, certainly. The report is about the state of Louisiana's journey over more than a decade of trying to increase access to health care coverage for the uninsured in their state. And they have made phenomenal progress, Louisiana being one of the poor southern states that oftentimes, like other southern states, is wrong, on the wrong side of the indicators. Shortly after Hurricane Katrina, the Medicaid eligibility director contacted me and said, we have to rebuild our system, but I want to rebuild an improved system. So the report focuses on their now five-year journey into process improvement and really focusing on how they can teach their workforce to become critical thinkers, increase their staff capacity without adding staff, and become very, very customer-centered.
Dr. Grant, what prompted you to pursue this research?
I have been working with the state for a long time, and after Ruth Kennedy contacted me and we had such phenomenal results in our work together, Ruth and I both wanted other state governments to know the possibilities. When you engage in process improvement, it can be a low-cost endeavor, really developing your workforce. And we wanted to let other states know that it was possible. We had heard many of what we call the myths of why I can't do it now. And so many states spend so much time fighting fires, and the recession has been a firestorm that they can hardly lift their heads over. And many just think that it's not possible or practical at this time. And we wanted to show for one state that there is a path forward that they can take.
In your report, Dr. Grant, you describe a step-by-step process used by a frontline agency leader to make a huge difference for thousands of beneficiaries of Louisiana's public health care system. First, what is process improvement?
Well, process improvement is a method of looking at your system, identifying problems, and choosing and implementing solutions to that. And it comes in many forms. Some of the more popular ones now are lean thinking, and we utilized a lot of those principles, although it began in manufacturing. Toyota has made it very popular. Many hospitals are adapting many of those same methods, and we use those. Another is Six Sigma. We referenced that from time to time. It wasn't the methodology that we followed. Our primary methodology for improving the process was developed by Dr. Edwards Deming and others, called the Plan, Do, Check Act, or, as it's been modified, the Plan, Do, Study Act. And it's a very simple method that frontline workers can learn quickly and implement quickly. So it's not a resource-intensive method for making improvements on the front line and in statewide policy.
Your report outlines six actions that were taken by Ruth Kennedy. Would you outline for us the six actions?
As Louisiana focused on how to improve the process, they were aware that they needed to do a number of things. One was to train many of their workers and how to look at process differently. And that is what we call the Louisiana Eligibility Process Improvement Collaborative, which is a learning method. But there were six other steps that Louisiana took. One is to begin to view work as a process. so often we see people whose job they feel is to manage people rather than manage a process. When you begin to view work as a series of steps and that each step deserves to be examined to see if it really adds value to what you're trying to do, or does it really add impediments? Is there waste in the system? So viewing work as a process is very important. And one of the tools that you can use for that is becoming more popular in social services now is what's called process mapping or value stream mapping, in which you just simply lay out all of the steps that are taken and look at the data associated with those steps to help you focus on the real problem areas. A second thing that Louisiana did was they redesigned how work flows in local offices. How eligibility workers, clerical staff, mid-level managers, how they do their work. And in that regard, we pulled a lot from the lean thinking and the proven practices in that field. A third thing, and it's critical, and Louisiana did this very well, is they focused on the customers. Louisiana sought a win-win position for their clients and their workers. So they did surveys. They began to talk to customers about the process. They understood them. They tried to learn and did learn what service do they really want and under what conditions do they want it. Well, they apply for Medicaid or CHIP coverage, and they want that coverage if they're eligible, and they want it quickly. So Louisiana focused on how they could help the customers obtain that. One of the critical factors in any endeavor to improve a process is to have data on the process and to analyze that data and look at it. One of the things that is very beneficial is when workers can begin to look at data as not a measure of accountability or something for which they may be blamed, but when data becomes a tool so that they can see objectively what they're doing and look at ways to improve. It's just essential that there be data on how work flows and on customer demand. Another important use of the data are to provide to the full workforce the data in a way that gives them feedback on their performance and communicates. Ruth Kennedy was excellent at connecting dots for her workforce. We've known for years and years that early prenatal care reduces infant mortality and morbidity. And she was able to connect the dot that for a pregnant woman, if you process her application quickly and she's eligible, she can get prenatal care much earlier in her pregnancy. And the likelihood of a good birth outcome is much greater. So she used that data to communicate with her staff statewide and to help them understand that what they're doing, the importance of their work, and how it fits into the lives of others. Many caseworkers, and I would say most, come to these jobs because they want to help someone. So the data and process improvement help workers reconnect to their original purpose. It makes them happier, and it reduces the stress.
Dr. Grant, that's an excellent example of the benefit of doing process improvement. Were there any other benefits you'd like to share with us as a result of this initiative?
Well, one benefit that still lives on till today is that they were able to add capacity, not add staff. During a 18-month period, they had approximately a 25% reduction in their workforce. This was in the time period of June 2008 to January 2010. And with that incredible reduction in their field staff, they actually increased their productivity. They were able to do this because they had eliminated many procedures that no longer added any value to the workers, to the quality of the work, or to their clients. They've been able to increase the proportion of people who usually are on Medicaid for a year and then they have to renew their eligibility. They were able to increase the number of those eligible who were retained at that period. In many, many states, too many people are discontinued at renewal, then they come back within the next month or the next month and reapply. So that rework, so to speak, Louisiana has largely eliminated. Another important benefit, I think, was, and it wasn't one that was a goal of the original project, but has occurred, is the state office began to see more and more folks at the local level who were taking initiative to really improve the process. Of the original group of 60 to 80 people who started in the Process Improvement Collaborative, many of them now have been promoted once, twice, three times. So it began to give them something to build into the career path. If you want promotions, then one of the things that you need to do is take responsibility for your work, be customer-centered, and help everyone in your office and statewide look at better ways to perform our jobs.
Any effort and any endeavor of such breadth and scope faces significant challenges. What were some of the challenges, those major challenges that you saw as a result, and how did you overcome them?
A major challenge of this size is resistance to change. What Louisiana did is they changed their culture from one of where field staff always looked to the state to say, tell us what to do. And Louisiana changed the model and said, the state changed the model and said, you know best. Here are the ways we can learn best practices by your doing the plan, do, study, act cycles and really learning from data what works better. And many of the local process improvement teams were able to have significant impact on statewide policy by doing testing, looking at the results, sharing with others, and the state would say, that is a much better way to do this. Let's all try to do it. The state moved somewhat out of the position of the controlling command center to one of, we are your partners. We will give you resources, not financial, but we will give you time and training to learn better ways. Your job is to do that, share it with others. So it was a major change in culture. And there were many people who had been there for years who resisted change until they sort of got caught up into this movement of there really are better ways to do things. Just because we've done it this way for years does not mean that it's the best way.
So with any major transformation, like what you just outlined, leadership is critical for it to be successful. So how important was leadership to the success of this effort in Louisiana?
Had it not been for the leadership, some gains may have been made, but nothing like what they have achieved. Ruth Kennedy has been a leader in her state, and she is a sought-after speaker across the nation for what they have accomplished. I give so much credit to Ruth for just having a relentless focus on providing the best service to clients possible and to getting those who are eligible into a health coverage program so that they can actually access medical services. But I don't want to not talk about her executive staff and others. They were great resources to her, to the local level, from those over data systems to all of the managers. It was a really good working team. And as a state asked field staff to begin to learn to think differently and to test ideas, the state also asked its own staff. So the state and field staff were working with the same methods, same set of knowledge, and sharing that over and over and over. Leadership is a funny kind of thing. It's not just I get to make the decisions and tell you how to do your job. Ruth encouraged and sought a way for all to become involved and taking responsibility for doing work in a better way and a faster way and one that has quality results with very few, if any, errors. Leadership is also the thing that sustains you, and the executive team did this, as the economy changes. Leadership is the one who says, we're going to keep our focus on continuous improvement. We won't let our focus on that decline as other fires begin to jump up.
Dr. Grant, your IBM Center report shows that while technology helps, it is in fact leadership that matters. We hope that this report serves as a useful guide and inspiration for public managers across the government as they pursue ways to better deliver services to their citizens.
I would like for other states and large organizations, as well as county governments, to realize that process improvement is within their capacity. During this recession, it might be difficult, but it is not impossible. What Louisiana has found is, as the recession hit, they were more flexible, could adapt quicker because of this learning environment that had been created. It is very powerful. It's a way for state governments to build better partnerships with their hands-on field staff. And in that way, it produces the benefits for the clients, and it produces a better prepared and happier workforce.
You can download a copy of Transforming State Government Services Through Process Improvement, a Case Study of Louisiana, and all of our reports at businessofgovernment.org. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Grant.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to tell the Louisiana story, both in terms of the written report and this interview. I appreciate very much having this chance to get the word out, and I certainly encourage the listeners to take a look at the report, to contact me, or to contact the Louisiana.
How can geographic information systems increase citizen engagement? We will explore this and more with Professor Sukumar Ganapati of Florida International University when this special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors, returns.